Okay. Good evening. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem. In Brachos Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the Gemara states, Hecham Avarchinam Bar Pireitz. When do we recite the Bracha Bar Pireitz with regard to a tree? With regard to the fruit from a tree? Hecha Dechi Shakat Le Lepere Ise Legavza Vahadir Mafik. That in a situation, if you remove the fruit and the branch remains, and it will give forth further fruit. Avahecha dechi shakalt le lepeire leisi legavza dehader mefak dehader mafek. But however, if in a situation where something grows from the ground, there seems to be a tree or some kind of trunk and there are branches, but when you remove the fruit, the branch does not either the branch dies or the branch does not give forth more fruit. So lom of archinalav bore priyaetz ela bore priyadama. Then you recite the bracha of bore priyadama, not bore priyaetz. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Gimel Sif Gimel says al ha muzish bore priyadama. On the muzish we recite bore priyadama. The muzish is a banana. Okay, is a banana. Yeah, right. So a banana plant's trunk or shoot produces fruit one time only, and then it dies. Then the root system sends up a new trunk, which in turn gives fruit, and then dies again. The root underground remains alive for many years, but the part above the ground does not remain alive. So that is a prime difference between when you would have a bracha of hadama and ha'etz. There are a couple of other distinctions that are found in halacha. I'll just mention one other one. And that is the following. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Reish Gimel Seif Katan Dalin. By the way, first of all, the Mishnah Brura writes, Muzish, he also writes, Gam Kein Hatam Kmo Betutim. So same thing with strawberries. So the strawberries are similar to bananas in this respect. So now in Mishnah Brura, Simon Reish Gimel Seif Katan Gimel, he gives another difference, another factor in considering when you recite Ha'etz HaRadama, which is, not sure if it's found what the source is. Well, he said the source is the Chayei Adam, which is a very late source, 19th century. He cites the Chayei Adam who says, "Uperish gedelim al ilonos ketanos," and let's say fruit that grow on very small trees, like small bushes. Av shegavam pachos migimol tfachim. Even if the height is less than 3 tfachim, let's say less than 9 inches, they grow on very small bushes. So like, what's the definition of a tree? Usually we say less than 3 tfachim. It's like batel to the ground. It's not significant. So the question is, if there's a bush that doesn't grow more than 3 tfachim off the ground, more than 9 inches, 10 inches off the ground, he says, kamo, and he first says, das amagin avram, od kamachrodim, levarach leher ber priyaetz. So some achronim do say that we recite the bracha bore priyaetz. After all, it still is called a tree. Once you pick the fruit, the branches can bring forth more fruit. But nevertheless, he writes ach olam nogim levarach bore priyadama, and the bracha, the minhag olam, the custom is to only recite bore priyadama. Ve'efshar detamam de lo chashive kokach pri. And it seems the reason is because now we consider it a fruit of the tree, because it's less than 3 tfachim off the ground. So an example of this would be cranberries. That's what I read. Cranberries, apparently the cranberry bush is less than 3 tfachim off the ground. So I'm not sure. Okay. So we have to, so I, you know, the cran, I'm not sure.